In 1857, rumors of rebellion made it to the Oval Office. President James Buchanan ordered troops to head to the trouble spot. Soon, one-third of the entire nation's army was on the move to squash the rebels. The trouble spot that required a third of the U.S. Army may surprise you, and is next on this edition of The American Countryside.
From Kansas to Ohio, that's where you'll find Pivot Bio. From the Mississippi Delta and the Chesapeake, Nebraska and the hills of Tennessee, proven on thousands of fields across this great land. When you work the ground till the sun goes down, Pivot Bio's got a plan. Green plants in a healthy land use our predictable nitrogen. Wherever farmers grow, yeah, that's where we go.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcasts and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
The President of the United States took the news from the West very seriously.
In 1857, the federal government, who was under the Buchanan administration, had received rumors, especially from the federal judges who had been sent here to Utah, that there was a Mormon rebellion, that the Mormons were rebelling against any federal authority in the territory.
Mark Trotter says those federal judges in the Utah Territory had difficulty working with the Mormon pioneers, and the settlers didn't seem to respect the authority of the judges. The story grew to a full-blown rebellion by the time it got to the White House.
Thinking that was the case, Buchanan, along with Secretary of War John Floyd, mustered up the army, which was nearly a third of the United States Army at that time, to head to Utah and stop this so-called Mormon rebellion that was going on.
So in 1857, one-third of the standing U.S. Army, 3,500 soldiers, left Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, and began the trek over 1,000 miles overland to the Salt Lake Valley. It took them over a year to make it.
They started to Utah, and Brigham Young and the Mormons knew that they were coming, and so had sent men out to delay the army from getting into Utah. And they did that by burning their supply wagons, scattering their livestock, burning the prairie in front of them, which slowed them down enough that they didn't make it to Utah that winter of 57. They ended up in the Fort Bridger area of Wyoming, and that's where they were for the winter.
Some believe there may have been a conspiracy between the Secretary of War and Brigham Young to draw one-third of the army to the Utah Territory. That story next time as we travel the countryside in Fairfield, Utah. I'm Andrew McCrae.